What is Cheshvan all about? Today we are going to focus and learn Rav Hirsch's approach to Cheshvan. I think it's a fabulous approach. I think it can change our lives, give us a whole new angle on what Cheshvan is about. And some of the ideas we're going to discuss today about what Cheshvan is about fit well with our discussion of what Shmini Atzeres was about, and it all sort of flows together. We're going to get to our discussion of Rav Hirsch's approach to Cheshvan based on another question, another idea, which is Isru Chag. Isru Chag is the day after Yom Tov. Isru means to be bound up, to be connected. The first day after Yom Tov is a special day. It's called Isru Chag. The minhag is we don't fast on Isru Chag. You're supposed to have a nice suda, some people say, on Isru Chag. Isru Chag is the first day after Yom Tov. For Israelis, this year was on Friday. So this past Friday, the day after Shmini Atzeres, the day after Yom Tov, was a special day. It was Isru Chag. No fasting. Have a special suda. It's like like a special day before you go back to regular life. Before you go back to regular life. What's interesting is where you find Isru Chag in the halacha. If you were going to write the Shulchan Aruch, where would you put the halachos of Isru Chag at the end of Hilchos Yom Tov? The Ramah mentions Isru Chag at the very beginning of Hilchos Pesach, Simen Tov Kaf Tes. That is striking. The Ramah mentions Isru Chag at the very beginning of Hilchos Pesach, Simen Tov Kaf Tes. Why? Why put Isru Chag at the beginning of Hilchos Pesach? It would have made more sense to put Isru Chag at the end of Hilchos Yom Tov. We will, Bezrat Hashem, answer that question as well. There's a beautiful answer I saw in the name of Rav Sarutskin, Zatzal, from Telz. So here is the idea. The basic kernel, the basic yesod, which we're going to develop now, which will lead to Rav Hirsch's approach to Cheshvan, which will lead to an approach to Isru Chag, the beginning of the approach I saw in Rav Zevin Zatzal's Sefer, La Torah V'Lam Awadim, it's source number one in front of you, and the idea he develops is as follows. On Yom Kippur, basically at Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur, you reach the high point a Jew can reach in his life during the year. We spend a whole day davening, a whole day fasting. When you get to Ne'ilah, you're at this level, you reach the highest levels, you're basically as far removed from Olam Hazeh as possible. You're almost like a malach. Every Jew on his own level reaches the highest levels. That's Yom Kippur. The challenge for us is to somehow take and capture that highlight of Ne'ilah and Yom Kippur and somehow bring it with us back to our ordinary daily life. That's our goal. And that's what Rav Zevin talks about. From the sea of Yom Kippur, you got to bring it back down into ordinary life. Now, if you want to hold on to an inspiration and hold on to something, the best way to hold on and maintain a level is that when you leave, you don't turn and walk away. You leave in stages. And every step, like trying to hold on to the step you're leaving. You don't stop and walk away. So what Rav Zevin begins the development of, and we'll see this, we'll develop this now, Bezrat Hashem, is our goal is to go from Yom Kippur down to ordinary daily life and to take the inspiration of Yom Kippur with us back into ordinary life. And we do that by going in a step-by-step fashion. And that's the outline, and that's from Rav Zevin, and it's beautiful, and here's the idea. He says, getting to be like Malachi Ashares, Efshar Achas B'Shana Bovad, Mehala Zuam, the sixth line of source number one. Tzvicha Lavo Achakach Hamshacha Lemata, come back down and bring it back down to ordinary life. What is the first stage back from Yom Kippur to ordinary life? Sukkos. How so? Sukkos, you're eating and drinking. You're not fasting anymore. But Sukkot is as close to Yom Kippur as you can be, because on Sukkot, for 7 days, literally every minute of those 7 days, you're involved in a mitzvah. If you're sitting and breathing in a Sukkot, it's a mitzvah. Sukkot is eating, is drinking, you're in the Gashmius world, but if you're thinking about how can a Jew be in the Gashmius world in the most mitzvah-filled way possible, that's Sukkot. Because literally 24-7, you can eat and sleep in the Sukkah. You know, there are some Chassidish Rabbanim, this is in the Halacha, it's theoretically possible to make one Leishev Basukkah all of Sukkot. You make Leishev Basukkah the first night of Sukkot in Kiddush. If you sleep in your Sukkah, and you daven in your Sukkah, and you only leave your Sukkah to go to the bathroom, you can be in the Sukkah 7 days straight. And there are Chassidish Rabbanim who do that. It's an amazing concept. You're literally involved in a mitzvah literally 24-7. There's the famous words of the Vilna Gaon, that there are psukim in Tanakh which compare Sukkot to Tzion, to Eretz Yisrael. So the Gra says, why is Sukkot compared to Tzion? So everyone quotes the Gra, that just like in Eretz Yisrael, it's a mitzvah of living in Israel. You fulfill with your whole body, just being here, breathing here, walking here is a mitzvah. So too by Sukkot, it's a mitzvah you fulfill with your whole body, your whole goof, just living here. Not just your whole body, just living in it, breathing in the Sukkah is a mitzvah. You don't find other examples like that. So that's Sukkot. Sukkot is the first step back towards ordinary daily life, coming down from the peak of Me'ilah on Yom Kippur. You spend 40 days, Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Aser Shemei Tshuva, building up, getting to the high point. I've reached the high point of my year, and now I don't fast every day. I want to somehow take this moment with me, take the inspiration with me, so I'm going to go back to daily life in a step-by-step fashion. I don't just walk away. If you want to hold on to a feeling, you keep on looking back. You look back as you leave to try to hold on and grab as you're going. So that's what Rav Zevin writes. Look inside here, the sixth line. Hamshacha ba b'chag ha-sukkos. Zman simchaseinu. He says, ha-iskalusi l'mata, here in Olam Hazeh, ein simcha ele b'boser v'ein simcha ele b'yayin miskatim u'mitarim af ha-ochel asher yocha v'amaychel asher yishte. That's Sukkos. So Sukkos is one step back closer to ordinary life. You got the approach here? It's beautiful. Next, what's after Sukkos? Shmini Atzeres. This we discussed already at great length. And we discussed how it fits better in Israel than in America. But what is Shmini Atzeres all about? So this is the famous Rav Zevin I quoted last week, or 2 weeks ago. Atzeres has different meanings. Atzeres means to stop. Don't do malacha today. Shmini Atzeres called it, don't do malacha, There's no special mitzvah on Shmini Atzeres. Just don't do malacha, that's why it's called Atzeres. The seventh day of Pesach is called Atzeres. Again, there's no special mitzvah unique to the seventh day of Pesach. Positive mitzvah. So, Atzeres, stop, don't do malacha today. That's the whole Yom Tov. That's one shot of Atzeres. The other shot of Atzeres we discussed, Atzeres means to gather. So here, this is the famous Rav Zevin. Look at the bottom left of the page, source number 3. This is talking about Yonasan ben Uziel. Look inside. At the end of Parshas Pinchas. B'yom HaTemina, the eighth day, K'nishin Tavon B'chedva. It should be a day of gathering for you. B'simcha. Min Matelchon Lebatechon K'nishas Chedva. From your sukkahs to your homes, a gathering of simcha. This Targum Yonasan ben Uziel is saying that the name Shmini Atzeres is teaching us about the essence of the day. The essence of the day is bring the sukkah into your home. Take the simcha and the kedusha of sukkahs and go back into your home b'simcha. Exactly. We're trying to get back to regular life. A sukkah is not ordinary life. In your ordinary life, you live in your house, not in your sukkah. So I want to take the kedusha, the peak of Yom Kippur, and bring it to my ordinary life. So I go down one step. I make a 7-day stop on Sukkot. Now, I want to get back into regular life. What do I go into the house. But, It's Yom Tov. So Shmini Atzeres is a Yom Tov. The Yom Tov is set aside for this idea of have a day of absorbing, maintaining that which you gained on Sukkot and bring it with you as you re-enter ordinary life. This is another word of Rav Hirsch. Rav Hirsch says Atzeres. Rav Hirsch likes to take words in the Chumash and take the literal meaning and then broaden it to like similar meanings. Atzor means to stop. Hold on. Maintain your position. So Rav Hirsch writes, that's what Atzeres means. It's a day to absorb and hold on to that which you gained during Sukkot, Yom Kippur, and Rosh Hashanah. This is beautiful. So we started on Yom Kippur, and now we want to hold on to what we can. So we're going to go back to regular life step by step. So Yom Kippur, down to Sukkot. 7 days, the highest, Sukkot is the highest form of Avodas Hashem within the Gashmias world, because you're literally just living in a Sukkot, 24-7, 7 days of a mitzvah, without stop. Just sleeping in a Sukkot, you woke up, the Hashem's there. The Sukkot, you're sleeping under the gentle hug of the Shechina. The Sfarim say, they quote this from the Chassidish, and they quote this from the Arizal, the smallest size of a Sukkot can be two walls and a tefach. Shnayim and the Tshishas afilu tefach. A hand, a fist is a tefach. So the Arizal says, it's like Hashem's giving you a hug. It's a beautiful pshat. The upper arm, the lower arm, and then the hand. That's the pshat of the two walls. That's really nice. The two walls and the tefach of the hand. That's the Arizal. I saw it in the name of a Chassidish Rabbanim, but I heard it called in the name of the Arizal. So it's one of those two. That's a really nice pshat. A hug. You're living with the Hashem's giving you a hug. But that's not real life. You don't live in the sukkah. You live in the house. Oh. So go back to ordinary life. But don't leave the sukkah and just go back to ordinary life. You have a Yom Tov. So you come in your house, Shmini Atzeres. In Israel, you dance the Hakafos. You come to your house, you dance the Hakafos, Shmini Atzeres. You sit down for Kiddush. It's the highlight of the greatest Kiddush. You make Kiddush in your house. All the Ruchnias and the Kedusha you've had from Rosh Hashanah down to through Sukkot, you're bringing it into the Simcha in your house. That's Shmini Atzeres. But first, hold on, maintain your position. Beautiful. We discussed that in America, where the halacha is in the Gemara, that on Shmini Atzeres, you're supposed to sit in the Sukkah because it's Vega Dayoma, it's a little bit harder to have this feeling, but you have to do the best you can. That we discussed. Okay. Now, then, after Yom Tov is over, comes Isru Chag. And Rav Sirotzkin says, Isru Chag is another bridge. Yom Tov is over. I'm now heading back to regular life. But I want to hold on to and maintain what I gained on Yom Tov. That's Atzeres. May hold on that which you gain. So what do? You don't just leave Yom Tov and go back to Chol. You have a day in the middle. Isru Chag is the bridge between Yom Tov and Chol. So the first day after Yom Tov is over, don't fast. Maybe make a Suda to show today's a special day. Today's the first day back in regular life. I can turn a light and I'll drive a car, but I'm going to act in a special way to show I'm trying to literally bring the Yom Tov into my regular life. You got that? That's beautiful. That's what Isru Chag is about. Isru Chag is supposed to be the bridge from Yom Tov to Chol, to bring the Yom Tov into your ordinary daily life. Don't just leave and walk away. If you wanna hold on to an inspirational moment, you don't just leave and walk away. You try to bring it with you. Oh. And Rav Sirotzkin says, this is why it's at the beginning of Hilchos Pesach. Isru Chag, it's like this. You know, you have a business. You have a corporation. Corporations or schools do this. They have a mission plan. The mission plan is, this is my goal. This is my mission, my goal for the school, my goal for my company is as follows. You write the mission plan, and then everything you do in your business is based on trying to fill your mission plan. Rav Sirotzkin says, since Isru Chag has this theme of being the bridge from Yom Tov to Chol, so Isru Chag captures what Yom Tov is all about. What is Yom Tov all about? You have 7 days, you have a Yom Tov Shavuos, you have a Yom Tov, you're excited, you have more mitzvot, Ruchnias, Kedusha. What's the goal of Yom Tov? Take it with you when you go back to ordinary life. So the message of Isru Chag becomes like your mission plan for Yom Tov. And that's why, where is it in the halacha? At the very beginning of Hilchos Pesach. That is not a good fort. That is a fabulous fort. Look here in source number one, what Rav Sirotskin says. He says here, I'm reading from like source number one of page two here. And it's starting from the sixth or seventh line. Hachagim nitnu Yisrael litalot hanefesh. She yine'er me'elav et afar hachomer, get rid of the gashmias. V'yichazik et rucho v'nishmaso b'mitzvos hachag v'avir shal kidushoso. Kamuvan, she'ein hakavana she'zetu mubelis rak l'me'achag. The goal is not that, the point is not that it's only for Yom Tov. V'motzei hachag yashuv l'shetav hachayim hakom, you go back to the regular life. And if you draw a picture, we're not going to draw a picture, but like, you know, you have a line, go up like two notches, and then after Yom Tov, go back to the same level. No. The goal is, and after Yom Tov is over, whatever Ruchnius level you're on, it's a little higher than it was before. Continue. The next paragraph. V'zeu inyan isruchag. She'tekev achra Yom Tov lo yichanes ha'adam b'chaim achilonim v'yishkach ha'tekev ma'asher rochash lo ayidei Yom Tov. You don't go back to ordinary secular life or mundane life right away. No. Rather, one day to be linked, more connected. Yisruchag, this day is bound up to Yom Tov. It should stay with us. And that's why, the very end of the piece, that's why he says that the Ramah, Umenyan Zeh, Shah Ramah, Umenyan Hu, maybe Ramah may be Din Yisruchag, take it the seminar Rishon Hilchos Pesach, the Lobosofo, Ki Yediyah Zu Shal Yisruchag Hu Ha'alef, it's the beginning, Ve'aschol Hilchos Achag. It's a little late to give this part of the shiur, but the point is as follows. Yisruchag teaches us how to approach Yom Tov. I'm going to enter Sukkot. I'm going to enter now Pesach, thinking about what am I going to do on this Pesach so that when Pesach ends, my ruchnius level is higher than where I started. You with me here? So Yisruchag becomes the mission plan for all of Yom Tov. That's why it's at the beginning. Yisruchag is the bridge from Yom Tov to Chol. I want to take Yom Tov with me as I leave. Meaning, I want my ruchnius level after Yom Tov to be higher than when Yom Tov began. So I want to plan. How am I going to approach Yom Tov? How am I going to approach Pesach? How am I going to approach Sukkot? So that when Yom Tov is over, I'm at this higher level. What am I going to do? Yisruchag is my mission plan. That's why it's at the beginning of Hilchos Pesach, not at the end. And that's Rav Sirotskin's beautiful shot. So now we started from Yom Kippur, down to Sukkot, down to Shmini Atzeres, down to Yisruchag. Everything is step by step. We're trying to hold on to and maintain Atzeres, Shmini Atzeres, that which we gained before we re-enter regular, ordinary life. This is fabulous so far. And now then this brings us to Rav Hirsch on Cheshvan. So again, we wanna plan our Yom Tov in a way that which I gain I'm going to take with me when Yom Tov is over. And Yisruchag is going to remind me to do that. It's at the beginning of Yom Tov. Now this brings us to Cheshvan. Rav Hirsch's approach to Cheshvan is beautiful. Rav Hirsch's approach to Cheshvan also, you should know, fits into his approach to Avodas Hashem in general. And the idea he presents here, there are other examples of all over Rav Hirsch's writings. We'll have a chance, Rav Hashem, we'll talk about it a little bit now, and at other times during the year as well. Cheshvan has no Yomim Tovim. Of course, in Torah Judaism, nothing is by chance. Hashem worked it out this way. There are no Yom Tov, no fast days, nothing. Cheshvan is a bland month. Nothing happens in Cheshvan. What's the message of Cheshvan? Nothing's happening. It's bland. Rav Hirsch writes exactly. Let us look inside here. Source number three on this page. He collected the writings of Rav Hirsch, Volume 2, pages 181, 182. Every month of our Jewish calendar has received from Jewish law, Jewish history, some unique characteristic by which it makes its own special impact upon our minds and spirits. Here, guys, look here. This page. Mar Cheshvan is the only month that has not been favored with such a gift. While the preceding month offered us so many deeply stirring days designed to be served within a solemnity and rejoicing and generated an abundant treasure of mitzvos, whose truths form the very foundation of our lives, Mar Cheshvan is all, in other words, it's not just Cheshvan has no Yom Tov. What a contrast! What a contrast! Cheshvan after Tishrei. Now let's read the next line. Mar Cheshvan has no other message for us except that after a month of such an abundance of special days, we should start out on the everyday path of Jewish life. However, it is the routine of everyday life which reflects our true existence. That sentence captures Rav Hirsch. However, it is the routine of everyday life which reflects our true existence, preceding and following those festivities from which they receive their value and significance. This means as follows. Cheshvan has no Yom Tovim. Cheshvan has no special days. Cheshvan is supposed to symbolize ordinary daily life. Tishrei is the month of inspiration. Cheshvan is the month of application. That's exactly why Cheshvan has no Yom Tovim. Tishrei is the month of inspiration. Cheshvan is the month of application. Cheshvan is when we're supposed to put into practice what happened in Ne'ilah. That's exactly what's happening here. We reach the high point of Ne'ilah. We go down. I want to hold on to that as much as I can. Go down one step, Sukkis. Another step, Shmini Atzeres. Another step, Ishruchag. And then finally, back to regular life. Cheshvan is where we put into practice that which we hopefully gained during Elul and Tishrei. Cheshvan is when, I love this chat, it's beautiful, nothing's by chance. Cheshvan is supposed to symbolize ordinary daily. But you know what Rav Hirsch writes? That's our true existence. You see, that's the whole goal here. Life is not about Yom Kippur and Sukkot. Life is about day-to-day life. How do I treat my roommate? How do I treat my spouse? How much kavanah do I have when I bench? If I'm benching the same way now that I did before Elul, well, I'm missing something. Cheshvan is when I'm supposed to be practicing all that which I gained. And that's why specifically Cheshvan doesn't have any special days. Cheshvan is the month when you start applying. It's my ordinary life. That's what Cheshvan is. It's a beautiful pshat. Rav Hirsch gives examples of this. That Rav Hirsch writes that this is a broad theme in Avodas Hashem. Take the inspiration and bring it with you into... Take the inspiration with you into your ordinary daily... He gives one example. Brachos. 99% of our brachos are derabanan. They're derabanan brachos. 100 brachos a day. Midaraisa, some say birchos hatorah from deraisa. Shmon Esrei might be deraisa. Shmon Esrei is, in a sense, the idea of Shmon Esrei is deraisa. What's the idea of brachos? Rav Hirsch writes that Chazal wanted to bring this idea of talking to Hashem into our ordinary daily life. Not just when you daven in Shmon Esrei, not just when you do a vote in the Beis HaMikdash. Look inside, the next paragraph. Most prominent among all the institutions ordained by our sages is that of the brachos, which meant to transfer the divine service from the periphery of the temple and the altars into the activities and pleasures of everyday life. It's not, meaning not just in the Beis HaMikdash, not just in a big, beautiful Shmon Esrei. Ordinary life. Lightning, thunder, eating, even going to the bathroom. Everything we have to be dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rav Hirsch writes that just as you have Tishrei and Cheshvan, you have Karbanos and Shmona Esrei and Brachos. Got the idea? Everyday life. That's our true existence. That's the challenge. So when you think of it this way, Cheshvan becomes one of the most exciting months of the year. This is when I'm putting it into practice. I'm trying to take Yom Kippur into my regular, ordinary, daily life. Tishrei is the month of inspiration. Cheshvan is the month of application. Rav Hirsch has this theme. This is one of Rav Hirsch's favorite themes. He uses it concerning the Beis HaMikdash. Rav Hirsch writes, and I'll give you a little piece of advice here. If you want to really enjoy learning, you sit down with Rav Hirsch on Vayikra and read it slowly. You'll have such a different view of Karbanos. It changed for me. It's like this. You go to the Beis Hamikdash and you offer a Karban and you're inspired. Rav Hirsch points out so many details of their Karbanos. The purpose and goal of the Karbanos is that when you go home, you take the inspiration with you into your ordinary life. V'asuli Mikdash, v'shachanti b'socham. The purpose of the Beis Hamikdash is not that Hashem should dwell there. Through the Beis Hamikdash, we are inspired to serve Hashem well in our ordinary daily lives. You have an inspiration. You hear a beautiful drasha, a sermon in shul. The goal of the drasha is when you get home, you treat your family differently. You bench with more kavana. You're more careful to avoid lashon hara. That's Rav Hirsch's whole, and he has many examples of this that he uses by the karbanos. That the whole purpose is to bring the kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash into our ordinary daily lives. I'll give you one example. It's a very deep example. It goes as follows. The classic karban that a person can eat is called a karban shlamim. It's eaten for 2 days and a night in the middle. If you offer a karban shlamim on Sunday afternoon, you can eat it Sunday, Sunday night, and Monday. It's a very strange time. No, it's like 1.5 days. It's not 2 days. What's going on over there? So our first says as follows. We know that our days, when does a Jewish day begin at night? Like Shabbat starts Friday night. In the Beis Hamikdash, how does it work? It's day followed by night. What is the beginning of the Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash? The Karban Tamid of Shachris. And then, at night you offer the leftover meat, the leftover bones are burnt on the Mizbeach. But the day begins, so our first says as follows. The amount of time we're given to eat a Karban Shlamim is a Beis Hamikdash day which is merged into a regular weekday outside the Beis Hamikdash. So that the message is when you're eating the Karban Shlamim, you can eat the Karban Shlamim outside, you can eat it anywhere in the Old City. When you're eating the Karban Shlamim for dinner outside the Beis Hamikdash, the message is, I'm literally taking the Beis Hamikdash and bringing it with me into my ordinary daily life. I'm taking a Beis Hamikdash day followed by night, and merging it into a regular outside Beis Hamikdash day, night followed by day. That's in Parshas Tzav, unbelievable deep word from Rav Hirsch. Maybe Rav Hirsch's most famous comment about this, then we'll stop. Look here. It's in his Perush on Tehillim. The famous pshat, Achash sho'alti me'eis Hashem, famous pasuk, Achash sho'alti me'eis Hashem oso avakesh, shifti be'eis Hashem koi me'chayim. I ask one thing of Hashem, to spend all my time in the Beis Hashem, lachazos p'nam uvaka be'chal, and to visit the Heichal. So, it's a little unclear. If you're always in the Beis Hashem, then how are you visiting the Heichal? If you're already there, then why are you visiting? So the people discuss that question. So Rav Hirsch writes as follows. Rav Hirsch writes that Shifti b'Beis Hashem, he says, no one lived all their lives in the Beis Hamikdash, not even the Kohanim. The phrase rather describes that conception of life and of the fulfillment of its duties, which can make of any place a divine sanctuary in the spirit of the biblical injunction, Ki Hashem Elokecha Midrech Bekerav Machanecha. For even the actual building of the house of Hashem fulfills its purpose. If all our lives outside the Beis Hamikdash walls will be sanctified by the understanding, purity, and devotion taught within the Beis Hamikdash. So that the presence of Hashem will be sought not only in the Beis Hamikdash, but instead will be among us and with us wherever we go. Not only the few hours that I can spend physically in the halls of the Beis Hamikdash, but everywhere and at all times. That's the Shifti Beis Hashem. Levaka Beichalo means every now and then, whenever a person can, you visit the Heichal, you visit the Beis Medrash, you visit the Beis Hamikdash. But what does it mean? Shifti Beis Hashem Koy Mechayai? wherever you are in life should be a Beis Hashem. This is like classic Rav Hirsch. This is classic Rav Hirsch. This is Rav Hirsch's approach to life. It's his approach to the Beis HaMikdash. It's his approach to Cheshvan. This is what Cheshvan is about, bringing the excitement and the inspiration of Tishrei into our ordinary daily lives. Tishrei is the month of application, of inspiration. Cheshvan is the month of application. And we will stop here.